I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
I'm from Novi Sad, Serbia.
And I'm from New York. Alex and I started dating after meeting on a German cruise ship where we were entertainers.
And now we are in a long-distance relationship.
Until we can be together again, we decided to start a podcast.
We may come from different backgrounds, but that's exactly what keeps the conversation going for hours.
We can't wait for you to listen to this episode.
So sit back and enjoy.
Because we have a lot to talk about.
So, we meet again.
So again, we're just in our hangout clothes. And I actually was about to wear the exact same shirt that we filmed in last time. Although it's been weeks since we did that.
Yes.
Yes.
So this time, Rob is going to try Serbian snacks. Let's start with strudel.
Strudel.
So this is something that you know what it is. Do you want to open it?
Sure. I guess we'll just do a little.
It's fig strudel.
If anyone's from America, it's not that late, but it feels really late. Maybe it's because there's a light shining in my face. People from America, this is looks from it, from the box, like a fig Newton. Except whatever is inside, well, the fig that's inside looks a lot, like, nicer. But yeah, I guess I'll open it. Yes. Oh, there's a bunch of little... Oh, it's so tiny! It's so cute!
Yeah, there is six of them. And this is small box. There is a bigger box, but...
Yeah. Okay, so, like, do a lot of people eat this?
Yeah, this
it's, like,
is...
like, pretty standard?
Yeah, this is a good
stuff. I forgot
stuff.
I'm gonna be trying this. I'm gonna be eating stuff.
Yes.
Maybe shouldn't have had those cookies.
Well, it's kind of late now.
Yeah, it's a little too late. It's like a thinner than a fig Newton. I'm just gonna have a little bite. Mmm!
So?
Yeah, it tastes like a fig Newton. That's interesting. You guys have like the same thing. The bread is a little bit more sugary though. Fig Newton's kind of like a lot of bread on the outside. Uh-huh. And it's like... But it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just put the discard... I'm going to put the discards down here where you guys can't see it, so I don't have a pile of discards over here.
Then...
Next.
The next we can try... Let's go with Smoky. So it's a usual snack for everybody. It's something... It's a Flips. It's something that you would be familiar with.
Oh, Flips!
With.
Which,
yeah.
Okay, so if you're from Germany, like, that's a thing. Oh, okay, so it's very weird. If this is anything like stuff from, like, Flips.
Yes.
Is,
It's with peanuts.
Yeah, it looks almost like a Cheeto.
Yeah.
But is covered with peanuts.
Yes.
Mm.
And when we were kids, this is like a 40, 50 years old.
But it's so tiny.
Thing.
Although they kind of look like maggots. I know it's not going to taste like that. It's going to taste like heaven, but it kind of looks like a maggot. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
It is.
Mm.
They're like, you know, that's like go-to Flips when you were a kid.
Yeah, we don't have Flips. We don't have anything like this in the
mm-hmm.
U.S. This is like peanut butter covered corn. It's like kind of a weird thing.
Let's maybe try this one so you can cover with other things.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think this has more chocolate than this one, so...
Oh, yeah.
So...
Oh, that's important to know.
Yeah, Rob is allergic to chocolate. She can have it, but for... Yeah, just like a little bit. So that's why I kind of stayed cleared of some of the things that we have, like Jaffa cakes or marshmallows
yeah.
that we have. They're also all covered in chocolate,
yeah.
So... But I needed to at least for her to try the wafer. And I think these are one of the better ones. So it's a wafer, but it's this is nyamb. I personally love it. There is a crispy choco, but it's like there is a version that it's covered also
there's I guess less strong. So to be clear about my allergy, I really just like feel sick and I get a headache, but the more pure and real the chocolate is, so, like, dark chocolate is, like, my worst enemy. But, like, you know, like, Milka, Hershey's, I can get away
yeah,
with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. She can get away with Milka.
With it. You can get away with it.
With Milka, yeah. Right.
Okay. Oh, these kind of look, yeah, we have something like this. I can't remember the name of them. Yes, there's, I forget
what. Should be fine. It's
like an Italian, company has these. And mm-hmm. also there's one from Vienna, I think, also.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of chocolate. I'm a little nervous.
Go, half of it at least. I'm gonna go full.
Hmm. There's like sugar in between with the chocolate.
Could be.
Oh, wow. Very sugary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like chocolate. Yeah, that's a dangerous chocolate for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you only live once.
Exactly. Now, we move to Bonjita, which is, I will just read it. Cereal and raisin. And this is cereal and apricot. Basically, it's,
Or should we do the
healthy
drinks
bar
first?
Do you want to?
I'm a little thirsty.
Okay, so we should do the.
Oh.
What do you want to try first?
I want the Alpine thing.
Alpine thing. Okay, so she wants to try the Alpine thing. It's it's called Alpine. So it
Alpina.
Alpina, yeah.
Mm.
So it's from the herbs. It's very unique. Could be could be that something similar exists, but this is like the one that, they made in the 90s, so it was kind of a hit. There was like in the 90s there was in the glass, in the flask,
mm-hmm.
and you can buy the one, like 1 liter.
It looks like a fine whiskey.
You can try it,
but it probably doesn't taste like that. Would you like to sit? I'll
yes.
wait for you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Sorry. You can taste it. Oh, okay. Just drink it from the bottle. That is a unique taste.
Herbs, right? Some kind of.
I don't know what type of herb it is, though. What the? It's kind of tastes like carbonated tea in a way, but it's like a Lipton tea. Do you have Lipton?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it tastes like a carbonated Lipton tea.
Yeah,
it's like,
but
I can taste like lemon.
Yeah, but it's fizzy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, carbonated. Hence.
Yeah.
I'm like really thirsty, so I do want to keep drinking it. But is it like, I don't know how the calories work here. I think your calorie system is different than ours. Oh, no. 123 calories. Okay, yeah, like a sweet tea. Although maybe sweet tea is even worse. Interesting. All right.
Okay.
Next. Servant, can you please return this to
yes, I will return this.
Okay. You just down that like it was a shot. Thirsty.
So, the next thing is Bonjita, which is healthy bar, I guess, with cereal and raisin. Or this is with the raisin. The other one is with apricot.
Seriously, cereal.
So, do you want apricot, I guess?
That was the one that when we were at the store.
Yeah.
That's what we chose. Okay, so it has, it looks to me like rice, almost like pop, Rice Krispie treat-ish. Just
yep.
a cereal and apricot. Okay.
Yeah, there is actually an English explanation here. Yes.
How do you open this thing?
I just fold.
Oh, this is just like my episode with you. Now you have to open this for me.
Okay.
Because I open things for you. Maybe we never try it.
No. There you go.
Thank you. Interesting. Oh yeah, it's like a cereal bar.
Yeah, as a kids we would eat this. It's still cheap. It used to be even cheaper, so. And it was good, really. It's like a honey and cereal and raisins, and it depends on the taste. Original one.
It's very sweet. Is it like with honey or something?
Mm-hmm.
Very sugary for a cereal bar.
It says like this. I'm reading in English.
I will say, I taste an essence of apricot, but I haven't eaten a single apricot yet.
Ingredients, sugar, corn, yeah, cornflakes, sugar, cornflakes, oatmeal, flakes, glucose, cider.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me all that
stuff. Soy, dried raisin in this one. Obviously, there is
sesame. It's interesting. I actually don't taste, like, pieces of apricot in this. Like, we have something like this, like a Kind bar kind
of taste. I think it's kind of in that honey syrup. It's dipped in that. That is... So apricot is probably in the syrup itself. That is it's combining it together.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Cool.
You want to try the other one, or is it the same? It's the same. It's just the same. Yeah. Is it just a different taste? Okay.
I guess the juice.
Okay. The juices. So, next up, we have juices. So, yeah, this is the juice. It's not fizzy. Juice is like a fruit juice from... this is... peaches. And with a little bit of apple, but most of it is peaches. And this one is the same, just the difference is that it's strawberry. So she never had that, I guess, and so she wanted to try that. This is one of the, like, two or three good manufacturers here. I mean, the best one.
Yeah, in general, being in Europe, I noticed that there's, like, a lot more fresh juices. Like, we have, like, juice boxes and stuff in the U.S., and you can get, like, they're very, like almost, like, watery, watered-down juice. Like orange juice and stuff is, like, more watered-down. And stuff. Like fresh orange juice. We would have that type of consistency of juice in the U.S., but we don't really have... I mean, there's an entire aisle in the grocery store dedicated to just juice, which I noticed that in Germany also, which we just didn't really do that, but like peach juice I've never had before, so and it's kind of like almost like a smoothie, what we would consider like a smoothie consistency, which you could, like a bottled smoothie.
Yeah, it's kind of thick.
Yeah, this one's a little bit loose, but that must be why they have the apple in it, because it kind of I guess I'll try the peach first. I'm excited about this. It smells very peachy. Yeah, that's definitely, like, just peach. That's probably why it's so thick.
Because
it's, like, the actual peach, like, fibers and everything. Ooh, that's really yummy.
I think...
Yeah.
It's going to be the same for the strawberry.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting. I've never had strawberry juice before, either. Unless it's, like, artificial strawberry. That is wild. I mean, it's actually the juice. Ours is usually just, like, fake flavoring.
I think that they just add a little bit of apple just to get it more runny, I guess.
Yes. Ooh.
They're my favorite company for that. They're great, actually.
Oh, I'm just gonna do this for the rest of the
night. Yeah. Imagine that strawberry in vodka or something. It's good. Or peach.
It's like a smoothie. Yum, yum.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Milady. Now let's go to Eurocrème.
Ero.
So.
Ero. Oi, Ero.
You're gonna try Eurocrème or Eurocrème or Eurocrème. Like
Eurocrème, as an American would pronounce it.
So, it's...
Yeah, so...
black and white cream that we all love here. And she's gonna try it with plasma.
A classic. Serbia.
Yes, both of them are classic. See, 50 years.
Oh, okay. I just know because you love plasma. And so, funny story, when Alex and I first met, like, maybe like a week and a half into knowing each other, we had just kind of gotten into, like, this, like, not fight, but, like, a little disagreement, and, we were like, oh, like, let's, like, hang out and, like, just chat, and Alex came out, you know, on the ship when he has, like, this little box of, something, he's eating them, he's like, oh, this is from Serbia, like, would you like to try it? And, like, I don't know, casually, I was just like, no. And he's like, that's so rude. Like, I'm offering you something from my country. But here's the thing, like, I don't really like dry things. Like, biscuits are not really my thing. So that's why I was like... And even now, like, I'm happy that you love plasma, but it's just like a biscuit cookie.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess I will help you.
Help
with,
me.
I will assist you. So I will open this and you can. So there is like, it's a hazelnut and cocoa. The black stuff, of course, or dark brown, if you will, it's like cocoa. The white stuff is a hazelnut, so it's not like Nutella, just the black stuff. So you can mix it.
How exciting. So like, who would eat this? Is it like for kids or?
This is for everybody, but
it
kind
of reminds me of like Dunkaroos we had. Did you guys ever have Dunkaroos?
No.
It was like this, but on a smaller level, so like the end of one.
Yeah.
Because the plastic would be like a little bit of like this cream.
Oh, yeah.
And this
is like people would eat Nutella with like bread or...
Shall I break it in half so you can have some?
Sure.
Ooh, crumbs.
No crumbs.
There you go. Okay.
Go for it.
I'm gonna go a little bit more on
go,
this end, I think,
yeah.
And then just a little
bit. Maybe try another
little
yes.
tiny bit. Oh my! Kind of tastes like Raffaello. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Raffaello, yeah. The white stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to mix it to be like kind of it becomes gray when you mix it.
Yeah,
I don't like.
It's very sweet. Sweeter than Nutella.
Yeah, I like it to. I like to put it on pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Like crepes.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, it kind of tastes like frosting. Yeah. Very sweet. I don't hate it. I will say I am thinking about the juice. It was just so good.
It is
really
good
juice.
Actually. And for the ending, it's also very sweet, but it's candy. So the last one is hazelnut bonbons, I guess, or like the candy. It's like a kind of, it's not a caramel, but it's kind of you will see it's not the hard.
Shall I?
It's
very cute packaging.
It's also legendary. 6 years.
That's, ooh, yeah. Quite a smell when you open it.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So what am I expecting to eat?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut, okay.
It's like, it's
like
going to...
caramel.
Yes. It's going to melt in your mouth. It's kind of hard now, but it's not like totally, it's not like... Yeah, you can also do that.
Oh, we have this. I forgot what it's called. But it's like... It's like this, but it has like white stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
Like around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite.
Oh.
The consistency is just, yes, it's very,
powdery, maybe inside.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
exact. Yeah, that's the way to describe it. Here you go, if you'd like the rest of it.
Okay.
It doesn't taste bad. It's just very sweet and a texture thing for me.
To be honest, it's not something that I'm buying now. But it's for kids.
Mm. Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah. So I think out of everything, some of it was really familiar. I'd say, like, the thing that was the most surprising, I've had them before, but the flips from,
okay.
They're flipping. The flips, from, Germany I've had, but these taste a little bit different. They're a little bit more light on the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
This is just such a unique thing that I've never tried before. And I think I like this the most.
Mm, so Smokey wins.
Yeah.
Smokey is also a legend here in this
another one. The flips are a lot more peanut buttery and this has a lot of salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a pretzel, like a peanut butter pretzel, but with like...
It's very aerial. So.
Yeah, with like... like a pop to it, like Cheeto, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And also, definitely...
The juice?
The juices. Yeah, that was really interesting. Yes, so that concludes all of our recordings from Serbia.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so this is our last... I think, unless anything comes up, I guess. Maybe you'll see after this. But
yeah, but this covers the I'm trying American things, you're
yeah.
trying Serbian
yeah.
things. And for the most part, like, all of this you didn't... I mean...
Oh, yeah.
The exact products you didn't try.
Yeah.
But some of it, of course, you have
similar products. Yeah, similar, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely interesting, and also interesting to see, like, what you like to eat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's... So this was our last video in... Our last video and our last podcast episode in Serbia.
Yeah.
Because then we'll be apart again. But that's... So is life as in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
Working... Living in two different countries. But, you know, it was really cool to just kind of see this stuff. And I don't know how you feel about anything, but... I don't know how you feel about me, but...
Well, you said the smoky one, although it was not like who is gonna win, or I was just surprised for something. I think that you would like the aero cream, I would say.
Yeah, it was
It's sugary, yes, but you love it.
Here's the thing, I do love sugar, but it was just too sugary for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the juice and the flips. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
For the juice, I'm not surprised at all. I know it's going to win because it's
good. Well, I also had been like, we should really try juice for this Serbian, American tries Serbian snacks.
Yes.
Anyways. Okay, well, thank you for listening. And
And watching.
Watching. Yeah. We're so professional at this.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of We Have a Lot to Talk About. We have new episodes coming out every Monday on most podcast platforms and on YouTube as well. And don't forget to subscribe, like, rate, and review us, as well as give us a follow on Instagram at We Have a Lot to Talk About Podcast. Talk to you next time.